أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله، فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء، والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، firstly we should all be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the tawfiq and the ability to study daily in madrasa for approximately 2 hours. So today, whether you have been presented with a gift or not, and whether you have excelled in your examinations or not, this in itself is a very great achievement, that you are regularly coming to the madrasa and you are striving to acquire the ilm and the knowledge that was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I urge all of you to not only feel but believe that you are fortunate. You are fortunate that you are a talibul ilm. You are a seeker of the knowledge that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us all be grateful, the students and the teachers alike, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has occupied all of us daily for approximately 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and we are learning. We are learning or we are teaching. It's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is point number one. And I would like each and every student of MRQ and also the parents to embed this in your minds, that it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has chosen us to learn and teach the ilm that He Himself has sent to us. And it is this ilm that guarantees success in this world and the hereafter. So this is point number one. Point number two, those of you who have not excelled in your examinations, but you have worked hard, you are punctual in your attendance, daily you were coming to the madrasa, and from the time you came into the madrasa until you left, you remain engaged in learning, understanding what you are being taught. And during examinations, you worked hard. Daily lessons were learned. Despite great effort, today in this jalsa, your name was not mentioned. No gift, no honor, nothing. You should not feel despondent, because the teachers will reward you according to what they are able to see. And Allah will reward you on the day of Qiyamah according to what He sees. How much effort you are exerting, the teachers cannot see. Your inner feelings, your zeal, your good intentions, how hard you work at home, how much you worry about examinations, they cannot see all these things. All they can see is the exam paper and the result of the exam paper. So they award you accordingly. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything. He sees your inner feelings, your inner intentions, how hard you have worked. And sometimes we work very hard, but due to our natural disabilities. Natural disability means we are not so clever as our classmate who have come first. So he did not exert as much effort as we did, but because he was naturally clever, so he came first. We have put in more effort, but because naturally we were weak, we could not come first. You should not feel despondent. You should not feel despondent. Because any student who works hard for deen and acquiring knowledge is deen. It's like performing salat. It's like spending in the path of Allah. It's like being kind to somebody. It's like fasting in the month of Ramadan. The 2 hours you are coming to the madrasa daily and the time you spend at home doing your homework, that is all ibadat. So inshallah, in this world also Allah will reward you by making you a good Muslim, because Allah is seeing your efforts, by giving you barakah in your sustenance, in your honor. You will see all these barakat later on if you work hard now. And Allah will honor you in the hereafter also. For those students who did not strive due to laziness or due to procrastination, tomorrow, next week, I still have 3 more weeks to go, I will prepare. Or maybe other things were more important. Football, cricket, friends, social media, mobile, distractions. So those of us who worked very hard but could not achieve, we should not feel despondent. We should go happy from here. Why? Because Allah is happy with us. But those of us who are lazy, We should go from here with lot of concern. That despite being clever, or maybe not so clever, there are two categories of students who have achieved today. One, those who have worked hard or who are very clever, they have achieved what we have all seen. First, second, third, fourth, whatever. And the other group who worked hard but could not achieve today, in the eyes of Allah, they are successful. But we who are lazy, who are distracted with so many other things, we are going empty-handed today. Because neither is our name being announced today in this gathering, nor will our name will be announced on the day of Qiyamah. So this particular category, if you fall in that category, I would urge you to say sorry to Allah. Between you and Allah, nobody has to know. If you are able to perform two rakats, nafal, alhamdulillah, salatul tawbah, and then say to Allah that, oh Allah, I was neglectful, and I ask you for your forgiveness. Inshallah, from now on, I will value my stay in the madrasa for the coming months, and I will work hard. And I will work hard and prove myself to my teachers, and if I am not so clever, then at least I will prove myself to you. And then start planning from now. Those students who start planning during the revision time, they cannot become successful. You have to start planning now. Some students were given presents because they did not stay absent throughout the year. So you have to start planning right from the beginning of the year. That I too will make sure that I don't stay absent throughout the year. Learn your lessons daily. You must have noticed that many of the students came for every present, a present of every category. So that should teach you a lesson. You should take lesson from that. That those people who are regular in their madrasa, those people who behave well, those people who work hard, who learn their lessons daily, who are respectful to their teachers, who do their homework properly, they are the ones who excel. So alhamdulillah, the academy year has begun. Make a firm resolution, each and every one of you, that inshallah, we will work throughout the year and we will make our teachers and our parents proud of us. All of you make this intention, inshallah. And then give this intention practical form as well. Become good students, become good Muslims. And finally, whether we excel in our madrasa or not, whether we come first or not, what is the most important is that we practice whatever we learn. So if we have a student who is weak naturally, he works very hard for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years of his stay in the madrasa, but in no exam does he come first, he does not excel, nothing. But whatever he learns, he practices. And you have another student who is naturally very clever. He doesn't have to work very hard as well. He doesn't have to work very hard. And he comes first because his memory is powerful. But he doesn't practice what he learned. So from these two students, who is better? The one who does not practice and comes first, or the one who cannot come first but practices? The one who cannot come first but practices. Yes, if a person is able to come first and he practices also, he will be a super student. We learn so that we practice. And it is practice that takes us to Jannah and saves us from Jahannam. Jannah, Jahannam is decided upon what we do. If we do good, we go to Jannah. And if we do bad, we go to Jahannam. And this is what we learn in the madrasa. These are the bad things, these are the good things. We will do these good things, we will stay away from these bad things. So please, my very dear students of Madrasa Riyadul Quran, whatever you learn in the Madrasa, practice. Perform 5 times Salat regularly. Especially once you have become matured and baligh. Try to perform all your Salat in the Masjid. Try to stay away from bad company, stay in good company. Try to always speak the truth. Whatever loss you have to make. Even if you get in trouble, always speak the truth. Never lie, never cheat, never swear, never tease anybody, never hurt anybody. Sometimes we hurt people physically, and sometimes we tease people, and mentally we hurt them. When we hurt somebody mentally, it is worse than hurting somebody physically. And Allah is looking at everything. In school, in madrasa, at home, with friends, with relatives, never hurt anybody. Don't even hurt animals. Don't even hurt an ant. Be always kind to people. Be always good to people. Be always respectable to people. Be always polite with people. And you will become a very good human being. So whatever you learn, you practice. You safeguard your gazes. We should not see anything that Allah dislikes. If I am sitting on the computer in my home, and nobody is in that room, I can watch anything on that computer. I can Google anything I want to and watch anything I want. Even filthy stuff. Nobody will know. Because nobody is looking at me. But is it not our belief that Allah is looking at us? So think for a moment that if you are looking at something filthy on your mobile handset, and if Mufti Sahib was looking at you, how would you feel? So who is Mufti Sahib in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we fear Mufti Sahib or if we feel embarrassed in front of Mufti Sahib, then Allah is more worthy that we feel embarrassed. And I am telling you all this not to lecture you, because I want to see each and every one of you a very good Muslim who will become an asset for Muslims and non-Muslims alike when you grow up, and so that you can all be in Jannah. And I hope and I want you all to pray for me, because you are young students and your sins are very, very little in number. Some of you are not even baligh and matured yet, so you are sinless. So make dua for me that Allah gives me the tawfiq to do those things, and Allah gives me the tawfiq to abstain from those things that will grant me entry into Jannah. So we can all stay in Jannah together, where there will be no grief, no pain, no fear. So work hard, learn, practice, and pass on to your parents also, your brothers, your sisters also. So all of you can practice the same thing and be in Jannah together in the same place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I, all of us, success in whatever we are endeavoring to do. May Allah grant us ilm. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to follow that ilm and practice that ilm. May Allah become happy with us. May Allah keep us from all bad habits away. May Allah keep us all away from all bad habits, all bad characteristics, all bad manners. And may Allah make us good Muslims. Good Muslims who love others and who are beloved to others. If we are good, then people will love us. So let us give love to others and let us become their beloved. Let us respect others so that we are also respected. become a respectful individual of the society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وارحم الراحمين have mercy upon us وارحم الراحمين forgive our sins وارحم الراحمين enlighten our hearts with علم وارحم الراحمين grant us attraction towards علم Grant us the tawfiq to strive to acquire ilm. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the correct understanding for the ilm that you have sent. O Arhamur Rahimeen, adorn our lives with this ilm. Grant us the tawfiq to practice whatever we learn. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make us good Muslims. Make us individuals who are benefit for deen, who are benefit for the ummah, and who are beneficial for the society at large. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us steadfast on Islam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do only those things which please you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to stay away from everything that displeases you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we make a firm resolution today that we will work hard and learn, and we will also practice. And if we fail, we will immediately repent and ask for your forgiveness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us progress in whatever we have intended to do. O Allah, save us from shaitan. Save us from our base desires. Save us from our unlawful inclinations. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, create the zeal and the interest for deen in our hearts. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the distractions of this world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our lives with the sunnah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us with iman and the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, emanating from our tongue. O Arhamur Rahimeen, unite us all together in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept each and every student of Madrasa Riyadul Quran. Accept their families. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept the whole Ummah. Accept the Asatidha and the teachers. O Arhamur Rahimeen, increase them in their ilm, in their amal, in their sincerity, in their zeal to teach your beautiful deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever good your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. And whatever evil your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought refuge from, grant us refuge from all those evil. Warhamur Rahimin, grant us the good of this world and the hereafter. Save us from the evil of this world and the hereafter. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.